unnecessary, but I want to do it for fun. And 7:04, I call this meeting to order. And we're going to start off our agenda with attendance. Administrative Director Negrabiano will do roll call. And I will ask that you share your how to pronounce your last name, your pronouns, and then the highlight of your summer.
Senator Barron.
Pronounced Barron. I use the pronouns him, his, and he. And the highlight of my summer was giving tours to prospective students all over here at Ed State.
Senator Ali.
Oh, my last name is Oscar. I use him, his, and he. And highlight of my summer was my birthday cake. So good.
Senator O'Neill.
My name is O'Neill. My pronouns are him, his, and he as well. And the highlight of my summer was spending time with my dad.
Senator John Nam. Senator Lamberti.
Lamberti. Hershey. And my highlight of my summer, I went to Jamaica. And I also saw Justin Bieber.
Senator Virzba.
Yeah, Virzba. I prefer he and him. And the highlight of my summer was spending a week in the Wisconsin Dells with five friends.
Senator Anderson. Senator Fasendola.
Yes, Fasendola. She, her, and the highlight of my summer was Italy.
Senator Eberman. Senator O'Connell.
Hello, it's pronounced O'Connell. The pronouns her and she. And the highlight of my summer was spending time with family and friends.
Senator Mullenbeck.
Yep, Mullenbeck. Her and she, my highlight of summer was
family. Senator Sandow.
Highlight of my summer was touring Argentina with my orchestra.
Senator McGowan. Senator Pemberton.
Yeah, Pemberton, him, his, and he. Highlight of my summer was playing with my dog.
Senator Antes.
Antes, I do not care. And I got my wisdom teeth taken out in about 5 minutes.
Senator Clark.
Yep, it's Clark, him, his, and he. Highlight of summer was I studied abroad in Mexico.
Senator Chair Martinez.
Martinez, he, him, his, and I really enjoyed working at camp.
Chair Anderson.
Anderson, her, she, and I got to spend a day at work tour.
Chair John.
John, I would use the pronouns him, his, and her. Him, his, and he. I worked with high school students, high school athletes doing their weightlifting program.
Chair Taven.
Taven, as he said, I prefer she and her, and the highlight of my summer was my internship at the Children's Hospital.
Director Schwartz.
Schwartz. I prefer the pronouns him and his. This summer I worked at Mayo Clinic.
Director Chongyi.
Yeah, Chongyi, him, his, and he. my highlight was working at a bank as an internship.
Kong Choi, him, camp.
Him in camp. He, him, his, and my favorite part of the summer was getting to spend so much time here at the college.
Stella, I like he, him, and his, and my highlight was I got to visit some cool national parks with some cool people.
I want to prepare some robins.
Robins, he and him will work, and I rode horses a lot over the summer, which was cool.
Dresden Tchaikovsky.
Yeah, Tchaikovsky is cool. Him, his, he loved being up on the lakes this summer.
Ever done sing?
So my last name is pronounced sing, like singing a song. And my pronouns are she, her, and hers. And this summer, my highlight would be going to two weddings, one on my dad's side and one on my mom's side.
Advisor Van Hecke.
Van Hecke is how you pronounce it. My preferred pronouns are she, her, hers. And my summer highlight was absolutely the 10 days that I spent in France with my goddaughter.
All right, administrator, director.
Yeah, my last name is Gavirano. I go with he, him, and highlight of my summer was working with high school students.
And with that, I think we've reached quorum, so I'm excited to start off our first meeting with the approval of the minutes from May 16th this year, 2016. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Discrepancies with minutes? Discrepancies? All right, the minutes are approved. And now we'll open the floor for community comment. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment? Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Luke Pemberton, I'm a freshman. I'm just here because I have a project and presentation I have to do about this student. So.
Cool. All right. Welcome. Is there anyone else who wishes to comment from the community? All right. And now we'll move on to one of the first things on our agenda, and that's to appoint our Senate speaker. So I shared in the email a little bit about who the speaker is. It's in our constitution / bylaws. And usually it's a senior member or someone that has some experience with student senate, doesn't have to be. So it's someone that serves on cabinet to represent you all as senators. So you can nominate yourself, or you can nominate one another. I open the floor for nominations.
The great part is that somebody has to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So, I'm on the speaker's list right now. What that means is if you, at any time in Senate, if you want a speaker, get on the speaker's list. What you're gonna do is you're gonna raise your placard, and then up there, Tech Director Schwartz or myself, whoever's projecting for the day, is going to throw down a name, and that'll be on the speaker's list. I'll also be keeping track of it, and you'll go from there. So if you want to speak, go ahead and raise your placard and get on the speaker's list.
John, or Senator Barron, sorry.
I would like to nominate Senator Haviland here. Haviland. I know he's been on Senate before, and I know he's interested in the position, which I think are two great qualifications. And I just think he would make a really good representative for all of us, and would be willing to listen to all the senators and represent us all together. And I
do you yield?
Yield.
Okay, sounds good. Is there a second for him? All right, second goes to Lamberty. Are there any other nominations? Is that what we're doing?
I nominate Senator Clark.
Hold on. I have a question. Do cabinet members get to nominate?
No, cabinet members only get to recommend that somebody think about nominating.
Yeah, you can recommend then.
I recommend Senator Clark. I yield.
So someone else in the Senate that's a senator could take that opportunity, take Chair Jones' recommendation to nominate Senator Clark. Anybody could do it. All right.
I'd like to nominate Senator Clark for speaker.
Are there any seconds? All right, second goes to O'Neill. And are there any other nominations? Nominations? Do you have a recommendation?
I recommend that Kylie Lamberty get nominated.
Hi, you. Anybody want to nominate anyone?
Sure, I'll nominate.
Okay, second. Okay, seconds. Okay, second goes to Clark. Any other nominations? Okay, seeing as there's none, we're now gonna go into a vote. Do they get to speak on? Okay, so each member in the order that they were nominated in will be able to speak on why they think that they should be the speaker. After hearing that, we'll ask them to leave, request them to leave the room, but they don't have to. And then we will conduct a vote. So, Senator Haberman, go ahead.
Yeah, I was in the Senate last year. There are some things that I saw that I didn't quite necessarily like, and so I want to kind of jump in and use the things that I have at my disposal to kind of fix that. I'm willing to really sit down and listen to anyone, and yeah, if anyone has any questions, feel free to ask me.
I open the floor to questions for Senator Haberman.
You said there were things you didn't like for someone who wasn't there last year.
Yeah, I mean, you can always look back at the minutes, but it had to do with, I mean, some finance and stuff, labeling what was what, some division. And then there was some, on the Senate that were kind of unruly, and they ended up speaking more than I thought they should. But yeah, I don't want to too much.
Are there any other questions? All right, we'll now give Senator, who was it, Clark, the opportunity to speak.
Do I have to stand here?
You can sit if you want to.
Perfect, this is the level I like to be at. So yeah, this is my first year in Senate actually, but I've been in DLC quite extensively. And DLC, I realize, is very different than Senate, but it's still kind of like an organizational body that I've worked with a lot of different organizations throughout the campus in the past. Basically, if I was to be elected speaker, my goal or my end goal would be to make sure we stay on track for all those words that we had in orientation. Like, remember when we put all those words down on what we are as Senate, like transparent, reasonable, responsible, you know, friendly, nice, like, that would be, like, the end goal for me, to make sure that we continue to convey to the executive board that we need to stay on that path and just kind of make sure we're trying to get as much done in a reasonable and responsible and caring way. I yield.
Are there any questions for your Senator Clark? Yes, Chair.
Are you aware that there are additional meeting times required of you?
Yes, I am aware.
Cool.
Can you guys specify exactly what time?
Right. We meet on Thursdays at 8:30 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions for Senator Clark? All right. Senator Lamberty, would you like to say something?
I actually can't do the same thing, so I'm going to have to withdraw my nomination.
It's okay. All right, so we have our two nominees for Senate Speaker, Senator Haberman and Senator Clark. I will ask you to leave the room. Before you leave the room, though, could you please submit your vote? Everyone, for your knowledge, the voting has a yes, which is an aye. So you can say aye for yes, nay for no, and then abstain for an abstention. Do you want to write down your votes, or you can just say them if you're comfortable?
I mean, are we, how do we do it? Can you, like, someone tell me how to vote? Like, are we going to do it by writing?
So, like, normally,
sorry.
Normally, the two of you would decide whether or not you were comfortable telling everybody that you were going to either vote for each other or vote for yourself, or, you know, whichever. And if you feel awkward about that, which is totally fine also,
yeah,
then you could write down that your vote would be and just put whoever's last name that you would vote for. And you could hand that to me on your way out the door if you chose to leave during the voting.
Okay. Well, I'm comfortable saying my vote aloud. So,
okay.
I abstain.
I abstain as well.
Sounds good. All right, so they're going to leave the room, and then we're going to discuss. I now open the floor for discussion. I encourage you all to discuss the pros and cons for each candidate, and I guess use that discussion to help you with your decision in the vote. Floor is open for discussion. Senator Lamberty.
I was on Senate with Senator Uriman last year. You did a really like good job. You always like chime in when you do it. I'd be a good candidate for this. I don't know Senator Clark that well, but it seems to go with you.
Senator Arshin.
I would say Senator Haberman would be a good candidate because he already has experience with Senate. So, yeah.
Senator Hannon?
I don't particularly know either candidate very well, but Senator Clark is in one of my classes, and I just remember him coming up to me and being really friendly and wanting to get to know me and just being very, very kind and giving me, you know, just a little bit of advice as a freshman. So I think someone who is willing to be outgoing and willing to be kind and considerate towards others, not that Senator Haberman would not, but I think that he has a lot of qualities that would be very beneficial.
Okay.
I think he would represent as well.
Chair Schwartz?
So I'm back in Mr. Haberman because I think he'd be a great candidate. He is a really, really nice guy, pretty soft-spoken guy, but he's a good dude. I was on the track team with him, so that's kind of how I know that.
Okay. Senator
I do know both the senators, and I feel like they would both make an outstanding speaker for the senators. Like, Senator Haberman does have the experience, but it would also be interesting to have a new face for someone being the speaker, and maybe to, like, pass the torch to someone else, in a sense. IU.
Senator Lamberty, did you have your reply?
Oh, no, I was just saying.
Oh, yeah. Is there any more discussion? Discussion? Okay, so now we can go to a vote. And Jonas, do you know how we traditionally do votes with two people?
I think you could ask people to raise their placard if they want to vote for one, and then ask the placard if they want to vote for the other.
Okay.
Unless somebody calls for a secret ballot vote, which I'm not suggesting that you should, but I just, because it's new and you're starting all of this, like, if you had a situation where you were feeling like people were needing to do something secretly, then this would be the moment where you would move to ask for a, you know, ballot vote.
Or a roll call vote.
Or a roll call vote.
Okay, so we're going to raise our placards, if everyone's okay with that. First for Senator Haberman, if that's who you want to be the speaker. And then second for Senator Clark, if that's who you want to be the speaker. So I'll
choose one.
Yeah, Senator, you remember first. So, yep. So all those in favor of having Senator Haberman represent Senate on Cabinet as the speaker, please raise your placard. Okay, all those in favor of having Senator Clark represent them in cabinet as the speaker. Okay, so Senator Haberman wins, and we will announce that once he enters.
We got it figured out.
No.
And he did show up.
All right, congratulations, Senator Haberman. You are now the speaker of the House. Both wonderful nominees. All right, and now we'll be entering old business with an introduction a little bit to parliamentary procedure, simply because not everyone was able to make it to the retreat, and if you did, it's just good review. So I'm going to let Parliamentarian Sella take over.
So yeah, definitely. So parliamentary procedure is something that we're going to use in this body to make sure that discussions are facilitated more efficiently and make sure that everyone has a fair shot to say what they want to say. So you've kind of been doing it a little bit already, but the main points to file learning procedure are whenever you want to get onto the speakers list, which is up here, which we're getting figured out here still, just raise your placard and get your name right underneath there, and the name of the whose turn to speak it will be will just follow right down consecutively. As soon as you're done speaking, if you yield the floor to the next person, that means it's their turn to speak. It goes really well. When we enter new business, one thing that I see those cheat sheets coming around. If you didn't get one of those at the retreat, go ahead and take one of those. Those are actually really great for all the different actual day-to-day things you're going to want to use. Just take a look at those, figure out what you want to do on the sheet, and then you can use that phrasing to actually bring something up. For example, in new business, if you wanted to, suggest that everyone at the stage could get a water bottle, you would propose a motion to do exactly that, and then there'd be a second and everything. So just follow what's on the sheet, take a look at this, get to know it. It's going to make a lot more sense as time goes on. Basically, parliamentary procedure, we're using that here to make sure everyone has an equal shot at what they want to say. And one thing I want to emphasize is that if you do want to speak, just raise your placard and your name will get on the speakers list and you will have your turn eventually.
Jonas, do you have anything to add to that?
You know, the one thing that I would add is it feels awkward for about the first couple of meetings, and then after that, you just, you kind of learn it by osmosis and it makes sense. But don't ever let a hesitation about parliamentary procedures stop you. Put your name on the speakers list, and then when it's your turn to speak, say, I don't know how to do what I want to do, but this is what I want to do. Can somebody please just tell me how I need to do that? And then, you know, the group will help you figure it out. So, like, because it's supposed to, like, make it easy for everybody to participate. So don't let it keep you from participating because you're not sure if there's a certain way that you have to say.
Thank you very much. Yeah, like I said, it's not super important that you get everything correct. The point isn't we follow a rigid structure. The point is that everyone has the tools that they need to do what they want here in Student Senate. So if you say something incorrectly, there's nothing that's going to happen to you. It's just a way to make sure that everyone has a fair chance to say what they want and accomplish what they want in Senate.
Cool. Are there any questions for Parliamentarian Sala? I'm getting used to these titles. Or for Advisor John S.? Okay, so we'll move on to kind of something that Alex and I, or Co-President Schakowsky and I, have the opportunity to do every month is meet with President Brigman. And so he's going to share what we talked about this meeting this week.
Yeah, thank you. So like Co-President Singh said, we get to meet with President Brigman every month. Basically what she's interested in is what we have going on here on the Senate floor and what we're working on. And so some of the things that we talked about at our meeting that was on Thursday. That was the day of the election, so we got to talk to her about that and just brief her on what we were doing moving forward, that we had our retreat on Saturday. Our first meeting is today. She was very excited about that. We had talked to her about a tech event for the incoming first year class that we were working on as a cabinet. And then we also get to hear some feedback from her. So one of the things that we asked was about the task force that was implemented regarding the sexual assault misconduct that was going on in the spring. And what she had to say about that is that they're looking to transition into the long term, which is great. And then, so yeah, that was basically what the task force amounted to. The group that was deciding the fate of the task force was actually meeting that same day on Thursday. We also talked about the efforts made for in the interests of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So that group was reconvening, or was trying to reconvene. However, I think what she said was that there was a lot of people to try and make that effort work. And what they're trying to do is relook at the documentation and their planning for the future. One thing that she asked of us was to check it out with the Senate to maybe endorse some of the documentation that that group is coming up with. She had talked about how one way of making sure that students could stay involved in that was that every class would have a chair every year, and she went over a hierarchical system. There we go. That would basically be implemented so that each class could stay in the loop of what's going on with those efforts, and that she would be checking back with us soon on those efforts because the meeting had not yet happened. And then the other thing that we asked about was the strategic action plan and when it was going to be utilized. And she had mentioned that it'd be utilized. It's like we're working towards making sure that that is a utilizable
document.
Yep. This was another group that she said was going to be pyramid schemed, that we would have a steering committee with a cabinet and representatives at the high level, and then that would be there would be goal teams and strategy teams underneath them, so that more people could get involved with the strategic action plan on campus. And more or less her goal is to make sure that it really permeates the student body and that students understand what's going on.
Yep.
And you.
Yeah. So if you all ever have anything that you want us to talk to Becky about, feel free to share that with Alex and, or Co-President Schakowsky and I, and we'll make sure to bring that up. And we'll also remind you when our meetings are coming up so that you have the opportunity to let us know what you want to know from her as well. Okay, is there any other old business? Any other old business? Old business? Seeing none, we'll go to new business, starting with an explanation about other meetings that Co-President Schakowsky and I get to go to are meetings with the Board of Trustees. Trustees, they are going to be on campus next week on Thursday and Friday. Jonas, is there a breakfast with the board this
there
Friday?
Is,
so next,
be
next
email that will go out.
Yep.
This week, like tomorrow or Wednesday.
Yep. So student body has the opportunity to have breakfast with the board when they're going to be here next Friday on the 30th of September. So I encourage you all and your constituents to take advantage of that. Otherwise, Co-President Schakowsky and I will be meeting with them and sharing what Student Senate is up to. And so if there's anything that you would like us to share with them or to ask them, we do that every time they come to campus. So please do let us know about that. I'm going to open the floor up for questions if anybody has any regarding that meeting. Questions? Yes.
So how many times does this meeting happen a year?
Three, I believe.
Okay.
Once in the fall, once in January, and once in the spring. Is that correct, Jonas?
Yeah, they also sometimes have a summer board meeting as well, but that tends to be a very different agenda and often isn't even on campus.
Any other questions? Yes?
I have a question. Is this I hope it, I don't know if it makes sense, but is this the same meeting, like, as you guys mentioned that, you know, the student body can meet the Board of Trustees?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same as they had it last year, the scholarship thing, that you can talk to the Board of Trustees?
So this is, the Breakfast with the Board is an email that I send out to the whole student body, and in the email, I say the first, like, 40 of you, I don't know if it's quite that many, I can't remember, 30, 40 of you that sign up will be able to, who are available to eat breakfast, you know, at 7:30 until 8:30 on the morning that the board is here, the Friday of the board meeting. Then I literally just, people email me back, and the first 40 people who email me back are the people that get to do it, and anybody who emails me after those 40 spaces are filled, then I say, oops, sorry, you have to be faster next week. And I would say that last year we did it a little less than we had in the years before. In the years before, we were doing it absolutely every single board meeting. And then last year, I think there was a board meeting that they kind of ended up having to usurp our student breakfast time. So then it didn't happen all three times last year. But I think we're, you know, the normal expectation is that we would do it every single time. And if literally any Gusty that wants to do it, that sends me an email back, is eligible to do it. Like, you don't have to have any certain, you know, class standing or anything like that. So am I answering your question?
Yes.
Do you yield?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Yes.
I was wondering what you two, the co-presidents, are planning to talk to them about.
Good question. Alex, do you want to answer that, or?
Yeah, so more or less, we're going to ask them what they feel the climate is on campus, if they, like, have them inquire to us about the goings-on on campus, and then we're also going to ask them what their goings are specifically that affect the student body.
And we're, it's kind of our job to tell them as well, like, how we feel the student body feels, so, like, the climate in our perspective of the student body. And we'll probably end up sharing the goals of Student Senate, which you'll end up hearing through our committee today. They'll share what we're, they're planning on doing, and that's what we'll relay to the board. Cool. Any other questions?
Yeah. Do you guys think you could maybe face your placards a little bit? Just kind of so we could see them? That would be spectacular. Thank you so much.
Okay, so, Jess, do you want to explain what she just did, actually? Point of personal privilege?
Oh, yeah, so point of personal privilege is a parliamentary procedure move where you want something that maybe nobody else in the room cares about, or maybe other people in the room do care about, but it's something that's important to you, so you rise to a point of personal privilege and make the request. So the most normal example of it would be if you thought that the fact that the room was like 95 degrees was just ridiculous, and so you might rise to the point of personal privilege and request that somebody go to the thermostat and turn the heat down. So that would be an example. Or turning everybody's plaque so that it's easier for the administrative assistant to see them.
Right, or making the text bigger or something like that. Just a privilege to make things easier for you.
Point of personal privilege, could we see the agenda, for example?
Could
you
put
me
on?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. It's an email I sent to. Are there any other questions regarding our meeting with the Board of Trustees? Questions? If not, we're going to move on to the office hours proposal. So each year, the co-presidents are tasked with coming up with a proposal for office hours for the senators. We've grappled with this in the past with a variety of different ideas, and one that seemed to work the best is the one that we're proposing to you. It's what we did last year, and I'm going to have Co-President Schakowsky read through our proposal for you, and then we'll discuss and vote.
All right, so the office hours proposal for 2016-2017, this is not a bylaw. First point, Student Senate shall provide a regular publicized forum to hear student concerns in the form of a table in the campus center attended by two senators from 5 o'clock to 7 p.m. every Monday Student Senate meets. Second point is each senator shall staff the table for at least 2 one-hour shifts each semester. Sign up for tabling shall be coordinated by Administrative Director Gabriano. Any student concern aired to the table must be responded to via one of the following mechanisms, either delivering the concern in writing to the administrative director to present at cabinet meetings where an appropriate response will be discussed, or bringing the concern to the Senate floor by one of the tabling senators. Next point, each senator shall alert their constituents about when they are tabling via an email sent within 72 hours of their tabling shift. Fifth point is these tabling hours shall be publicized to the entire student body in a manner determined by the public relations chair, who shall also provide tabling senators materials and strategies to promote community comment and the Student Senate online suggestion box. Last point is if a senator is unable to attend any of the shifts, they shall develop an alternative method of hearing and responding to student concerns with the administrative director.
I will now open the floor for any questions regarding the proposal first, and then we'll go into discussion. Are there any questions? Questions? All right, the floor is now open for discussion. You can ask your question during discussion too if you want. Go ahead.
How do we go about notifying our constituents or like sending out an email to all of our constituents when we're going to change?
Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
So every Friday, I send an email to remind you that you are taping on Monday, and you are expected to send an email in the next 72 hours to your constituents. And it's better to do it on like Saturday. If you do it on Sunday, it might be approved later, and maybe Monday night, and nobody can see it.
And
the sooner, the better.
So, yeah.
If you're wondering about the logistics, every class and building has an email alias pre-programmed in, and you send an email to that alias, and it just gets approved by whoever is the admin of the alias.
Discussion. I would encourage you to discuss if you have any issues or things that you like about this, or if you've done it before, pros or cons to this procedure. Senator Lamberty?
I think this works well, and it's best to be, I think, by the cap, because if my people come and talk to you, and really have to say what's up. And I didn't ever, I had this last year, and then I was only a freshman last year, but years before they did it.
Do you yield?
Yeah, I yield, sorry.
Any other discussion? Discussion? Yes, Chair Hayden.
Again, I think this helps with transparency on Senate, and then you can like be very approachable, let students know what's going on, make sure you answer any concerns. So just, I think it really helps open up that barrier between students and Senate. So it's a really great opportunity that I like, so I yield.
Yeah, so I love the idea of having this outsourced session from the cast. But one problem I have is I'm a pretty busy guy, especially in the evening. I go straight from one to this. So if one, I mean, just week or five, maybe try it out next semester or whatever, but having an office hours during like chapel break, maybe? I don't know.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Discussion? All right, we're going to move to a vote. So if you approve, you're going to answer with aye. And if you disagree with this proposal, you're going to say nay. And if you want to withhold your vote, you will abstain. So, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Okay, proposal passes. Administrative Director Gabriano, will you please let them know when tooling starts and send out a spreadsheet for sign up? Thank you. Sweet. So, the next thing on new business would be committee introductions. So, I'm going to ask each of the committee chairs to kind of share what they shared during the retreat in briefer terms, basically what their committee's like, so that at the end of our meeting, after announcements, each of the senators can approach the chairs and sign up for two committees. At least if you're applying for ethics, those applications you can talk to this person, Robbins, about, and if you're applying for finance, you can talk to our finance director and our finance controller. So let's start with our PR chair.
Hello, I am the like the stuff, Robert Schultz.
What? Just go for it. You're ready.
My name is Andrew. I am the PR chair, public relations chair, and my job is to make sure that the whole campus knows exactly what we're doing here. Any events that we sponsor, that is my job to make posters for, and it is properly advertised. My goal this year is to make sure that the Facebook page for Student Senate is running nice and smoothly. I've noticed that in the past years it was hard to get the news across, and as a non-Senate member, I had no idea what Student Senate was doing. So my goal is to make sure that that is not the case this year.
Are there any questions for Chair Jeon about PR? Questions? Yes, Senator Clark.
What is PR included other than just like, do we have more than just like a Facebook page? Like running like a Twitter page or Instagram page, or like what? Can you give us a little bit more specifics?
The only social media outlet that I was planning to use is Facebook, because it is more widely used. But Twitter and Instagram sounds like a great idea.
So, I don't, okay, maybe this is a question for all the 5 million people. So, on Saturday, there was like, you might have to apply to be a part of committee. So, for you, do we have to apply or do we just sign up?
So, for public relations and most of the committees, you don't have to apply. The only ones that require an application are finance and ethics. All right, if there's no other questions, we'll ask our diversity chair, Taven, to speak, please.
Hi, I'm Liz. I'm the diversity chair this semester. So diversity committee is basically supposed to help integrate diversity and inclusion kind of throughout our campus in any way possible. So if there are any concerns or like problems that are brought to Senate that have to deal with diversity, inclusion, kind of anything along that, we're going to try to do our best of our ability to kind of address them and resolve them as soon as we can. So I'm looking for as many of you that want to join me, hopefully at least 5.
Okay. Are there any questions for our diversity chair? Is that all of them?
Do you have any goals for this?
Most definitely, yeah. So right now I'm in the process of starting and exploring sign language kind of organization or group on campus in order to kind of bring that kind of culture to our campus because it's kind of lacking in that area. So you'll be seeing signs soon and hopefully you guys will want to check that out. So that's definitely something that we're going to be working on kind of in that way. Also, we're going to try to look into getting like hand and foot washing stations to accommodate people who may or may not use those. It would just be a really great asset to have on the Gustavus community lawn, wherever they're going to be. There's a lot. If you want to come talk to me afterwards, I don't want to just rattle them off. So that's just a couple. Okay.
Any other questions for diversity chair? All right, we'll move on to health and housing.
Cool. So my name is Christian. I am the health and housing chair. So basically, I'm looking for at least 4 people, but more than that would be greatly appreciated. So health and housing usually deals with what it states, health and housing. So some of the programs that we have been in charge of before have been take your professor to lunch. And so I've already kind of like started that too for this semester. And then for those of you who were here last spring, the chair, Audie, she also helped start the program Tell Me About Your Day. And so we kind of just focus on things like that. And with my committee this semester, I really want to focus on the health aspect of it, so I really would really love people who want to help with like the overall structure of the health and living situation, but also just I really want to focus on the mental health and help start more conversations about things like that. Yep.
Are there any questions for Senator Martinez? All right.
Would you be willing to look into some housing issues?
I know that usually a lot of the international students also bring up the issue of having to stay in the hostel over breaks, and so that's definitely something that I will also look into.
Any other questions? All right, Tech Director Schwartz.
So I'm Tech Director Schwartz, and I do the tech stuff for Student Senate, so I do like the website, take care of that stuff. But for the committee work, I'll be looking for people to mostly kind of help facilitate some projects that we have, and mostly to just be professional and send some pretty good emails and like know how to work well with like other people, like administrative people. But I'll give you guys some teasers. Well, 2 teasers. The other one's like a So we have an event coming up. It's next Thursday. It's a freshman tech orientation, and we kind of pushed that one through. Senator Gian helped out with that, and that's just teaching freshmen about tech stuff, so wireless devices, printers, all that stuff. Don't worry, I do all like the tech stuff, so you guys can just help out. Like, don't worry, I do all like the hard if there's any hard stuff. Just send it to me. Other than that, so the other two teasers are there's app ideas that we have too that we're going to try and work with. And you guys won't be like building the apps. Don't worry about that. Like me and the MCS crew will work on making the apps and try and figure it out. But you guys might be more of like the brains on how we actually push it through and how we get things working and talk to people and who to talk to, the research. There's a ton of research that goes into it. So, yeah, that's like a very quick way of saying what we're going to be doing, but there's going to be a lot more stuff. So join my committee. I need like 2 to 3 people. I don't need anything crazy.
Okay, any questions for the tech director? Alright, ethics chair?
Yeah, so I'm the ethics chair. I need 2 senators. And if you're interested, come see me after the meeting and I'll write your name down and then send you an application. It's super easy, so like don't worry about that. We meet to discuss like potential violations of the Constitution or bylaws, and we also review the Constitution and bylaws. And we kind of meet as needed, so hopefully if Senate is super ethical, we don't have to like do anything, basically. And then when they mess up, we have to go in and then see like whether it was intentional and sort of figure out if there needs to be some sort of sanction or not. So it's super easy. It's not a big deal. Yeah. With that, I yield the...
Yeah,
yeah.
Any questions for the ethics chair? Questions? All right, finance.
Hi, Sanders. My name is Tenzin. I'm going to be a finance chair for this year. So I'm currently looking for about 4 people. And finance committee, what we basically do is our big picture is we allocate student senate funds to student organizations that are officially recognized by student activity office. And most of our job is tend to be around spring semester, around April. And when you say finance, we're not going to ask you to do a present value of some numbers. What I want is someone who's like dedicated, because it can get really hectic, especially around spring semester, and someone who wants to look at bylaws and really work hard. And because again, student allocation is a big part of student senate, so I want dedicated people for our community. That's pretty much what I need.
Are there any questions for the finance chair? Questions?
I don't have a question, but just for everyone who wasn't there at the retreat, if you sign up for finance, that counts as both your committees. You only have to be on one committee. Just that one.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, are there any questions in general for any of the chairs or cabinet as a whole? Yes.
Can I tell them what I'm going to
do? Oh, sorry.
My name is Quinn Anderson. I'm the Student and Academic Affairs Chair. Student Academic Affairs is obviously kind of a broad topic, so we can focus on a variety of things. From last year, we still have, we're looking into a Zipcar program, which is kind of a car rental program that Mankato State has currently, and they really love, and so we're looking at maybe bringing that to Gustavus. At the retreat, someone brought up the cost of paying for internships, so that might be something that we're looking into, as well as I kind of talked to them very open to furthering campus. I saw some of you ran on platforms for furthering the discussion on sexual misconduct, or if we want to see if there's a way that Student Senate wants to comment on discussions of systematic oppression. Super open to that. With that, I yield unless you have questions.
Yeah, any questions for our Student and Academic Affairs Chair? It was awesome. Any questions? Questions? Yep.
Not for Chair Anderson, but I would like to clarify that we are not making physical posters. There would be those semi-formal, semi-professional posters that you see around campus. We will not make 70 copies of physical posters.
All right. Okay, if there's no other questions, is there any other new business? Now, this would be a time if you have a charge to bring to cabinet, if you want to charge anyone in particular on cabinet or multiple committees, this is the time you would do it in new business. So, is there any other new business? Yes.
Oh, what does it mean to like charge someone? What do you mean by that?
We'll explain what a charge is. So the bulk of the way things are going to get done here in the Student Senate, the way you're going to translate your ideas from your constituents or yourself into action, is you're going to charge them. And then what a charge is you're going to raise your placard during this new business time, you're going to say whatever you want about what you're trying to do, and then you're going to charge, usually specifically a committee with doing something. So for example, the example of water bottles earlier, you'd say, I would like to charge, we'll go health and housing with looking into getting water bottles for every Gustie. And then that would have to be seconded and discussed upon. But basically, a charge is the main way you're going to need to get anything done here in Student Senate. You're going to talk about it and charge it to a committee.
Cool. Thank you. Thanks for your question. Yes. Senator Clark.
I don't really know how to go about this, but like I would like to probably health and housing to look into having like more Jewish food on Fridays. In the CAF, so specifically looking at like having challah, which is the traditional Jewish bread, or and like matzah soup, so that Jewish students are accommodated as they go into the Sabbath. So, I yield.
Is there a second? Second goes to Yerzba. And is there any discussion on the charge to help in housing?
I just have a comment. I know the CAF can do both of those things. Like they have been done, and they're not very hard to do. So, may make it a little easier.
Any other discussion on the charge? Discussion? Okay, now we're going to a vote on that charge. Those in favor of charging health and housing with looking into having more Jewish food on Fridays in the CAF, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Okay, the charge has been made. Health and housing, we got that? Perfect. Nicely done. Any other new business? Chair.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I just wanted to introduce myself real quick.
Yeah, definitely.
And put it in the minutes. So I'm Sean Hinnenkamp. I'm the controller for this year. I apologize for not being at the retreat. A family tragedy has me out of classes for a little bit. So I am the controller. I work with all the finances. I'm Tenzin, along with, we're kind of a buddy system. I lean on him, and he leans on me, so yeah. Anyway, I wanted to introduce myself. So if all the RFPs that, for example, the students send in to us to get their funding from their budgets that they have submitted in spring, hopefully, I'm the one that deals with all of those. So just wanted to say hi, and welcome to Student Senate. It's the greatest place on earth. I yield.
Senator Barron.
Awesome. Someone recommended this to me today, and I think it would be worthwhile to look into. I would charge, I think, this would fall student academic care. Someone mentioned, like, maybe a monthly or bimonthly, like, some kind of meal or coffee with the president. Maybe, like, two students can apply each month and just sit down, like, a one-on-one with, or two-on-one with President Bergman. It would just be kind of a way to, if they have questions, go directly like to the top of administration, kind of just a more transparent way of our administration talking with students. So that kind of yield.
Are there any seconds? Okay, second goes to Haberman. You still have the floor, Senator Barron.
I yield.
Okay. Any other discussion on that charge? Co-President Schakowsky.
It's a great idea. Thing said it came from a constituent.
Yeah.
Very nice idea. I hope President Bergman has time in her crazy schedule for it, but I think that it is a very wonderful idea, and thank you for bringing it onto the floor.
Any other discussion? Chair Martinez?
I also think it's a great idea. I was also approached by someone today telling me the same thing, and I think it doesn't even have to be like monthly. Just like at least like once a semester would be great, and kind of like making it not into a contest, but like a lot of people would like kind of want to have lunch with Becky. I would. So yeah, I yield.
Any other discussion on the charge? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to a vote. So the charge is to the Student and Academic Affairs Committee to look into having a monthly or bi-monthly or semesterly meal or coffee with President Bergman for students. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? Okay. The charge goes to the student academic affairs. Any other new business? Yes.
May I ask for the abstentions?
Yeah. Parliamentary consultant.
So an abstention is when your vote isn't counted, so it's not a yes or a no vote. And often you're going to want to use abstentions when you see personal biases affecting things that we're voting on. So for example, if a budget comes in for a club that you're a part of and you feel very strongly that you want this budget to pass and you think it's clouding your judgment on whether or not you want to vote for this budget, then that's a good chance to use abstentions. Try to abstain from voting as little as possible since you are elected representatives of your constituencies and your votes are important. Okay.
Right. Senator, Chair Anderson.
I just wanted to let people know, because I see some people hesitating each time someone else jumps on the speakers list, that in theory, Peter will always be watching. So even if someone else is talking and you decide that you have an idea that you want to be able to share later, the list will just start to grow and
mm-hmm.
you can just join up.
Feel free to just raise your placard at any point when someone else is speaking, and your name will get on the list. And as soon as they're done, the floor will be yours.
Good questions. Any other new business? Yes, Senator O'Connell.
Hello. I saw a couple of people in Coweta come up to me and requested that we get compost in the dorms. They're saying that it's like super great how the cap has like the compostable cups and like the gusty like go wear. And they just don't have a place to put it. And also like fruit, like banana peels and orange peels, they said they're gonna like fruit flies in their room, and so they're thinking like in this section just having an area to compost would be good.
So technically,
she
didn't make a formal charge?
Oh.
Would you like to make a formal charge?
Yes, please. I charge that we get compost in the dorm.
For your charge.
It would probably be to me.
Perfect. So Senator Hannan gets the second. Is there any discussion on the charge? Yes.
I have a container that I keep in my room, and I have to drag it all the way to the cap when I have my shift. And not that we need to have like some place that we have big containers of stuff rotting in the dorms, but if we had a system, an accessible way for students to get their containers back to the cap, that would be so helpful. And I know that the Greens are already working on something like this, so
yeah.
I yield.
Okay, Advisor Van Hockey.
I think just to make it interesting, you should also look into vermicomposting.
Would you like to explain?
Vermicomposting is when you compost with worms.
Oh, yeah.
And that you have a little tub that has a little batch of worms in it, and you feed them your appropriate compost, and there are colleges and universities that have major vermicomposting. Like when I was at University of Michigan, they were experimenting with vermicomposting in something the size of a dumpster. It didn't work very well, but you know, like you're trying. But vermicomposting is, I mean, I just think it's an interesting idea. And if you're going to talk about composting, like think innovatively.
Cool. Any other discussion on the charge? Senator Clark.
I have more so a question to more so to you two senators. In COVID, are there currently gusty ware containers, or are you guys referring to those? Or?
There are gusty ware containers. I'm not referring to those.
Okay.
I have a container, a big square container, that I put all my banana peels and all that, my empty cups from the cafe, all that compostable stuff, because it hurts me to throw it away because I know that it won't decompose for a very, very long time. So it would be a good if we could have these containers that everybody can put their compost in, and then we just need a good way of being able to return that to the composting.
Well,
that's
not that.
What's that?
Oh, on top of that, then I think it's a great idea, and I think it's something that would be useful, especially since we do have compostable items in the calf, we might as well be able to compost them, actually, I yield.
Senator Pemberton?
Yeah, that was kind of, my question was like if someone could answer like what the calf composting situation is like currently.
Does
someone else?
You can go ahead.
Yeah. So the calf, like, they do compost and they try their best to like make sure to separate the different things. Like when you put it in the line, like people usually who are working in this room, they like separate the things into like compost pile and then like a trash pile. And so that's it, but I think the way they're phrasing it, it would be a lot easier for the students instead of like having to walk all their compost on into the cab. They could just like do it like maybe if there's like a container right outside their building or something like that. I yield.
Okay, so you have to be on the speakers list, so he can add me if that's cool. Yes. Okay, Chair Anderson?
I guess two things. I thought, just to diverge from the conversation for a second, just to talk about like how we're phrasing charges, because once it was a formal charge, it was a charge to get compost in Aurelius, and we tend to prefer exploratory charges, so to look into getting compost, just so that way it's not like we fail on a charge. Which is totally okay, just so like everybody knows. But then also, I don't know if we've explained that you can only be on the speaker's list for like a particular thing 3 times, and then like you can't get on again. So just so everyone's aware of those 2 things. And I yield.
So you should put an X in front of Hannah so that people know how many times she's spoken. That doesn't mean anything right now, but it's just to keep track. Like Chair Anderson said, you can only be on it 3 times. Okay. Senator Fasandola?
Yes, I remember last year when Greens did compost bins, there was a complaint going around that they were actually not large enough, that students would fill their compost bin and then have to empty it very regularly. So if we're looking into getting compost bins, could we look into getting larger ones or ones that have compostable liners or something where if it's emptied at a less frequent time, then or it can get more?
Point of personal privilege. Is that an amendment to the motion?
Right. Okay. So where we're at right now, like Chair Anderson was saying, the initial charge was to charge Health and Housing with looking into getting compost bins in Aurelius specifically. Now that we're doing this, we have 2 options if we're considering different changes. We can either continue with this, let it fail, and then charge again with a like different wording. That includes like looking into getting compost bins throughout campus or something more general like that and like larger ones and having that clause in there. Or you can amend the charge to include the verbiage that you want to include.
Yep, and any senator can propose an amendment to the charge, but it has to be seconded, discussed, and voted upon.
So you should make a motion to change the charge.
And then, are you also changing it to include the whole campus?
Throughout campus.
Is there a second?
Really, point of personal, can you also maybe think about including in there like an investigatory clause of some sort, so that it's not just like a direct, like we must accomplish this or we fail kind of thing?
So, to look into at the beginning.
Sure.
Okay, second?
All from.
Second goes to Clark. You still have the floor.
Oh, I yield.
Okay, discussion on the amendment to the charge. Yes.
I don't think that we should. I appreciate the part about making it more general and less specific to Aurelius, but I'm not sure we should go so far as to charge them necessarily looking into bigger bins. I think when he's looking at the issue overall, he'll be able to make some conclusions about what would be best for the students. And the idea that's coming to my mind, and I don't know where the campus greens are with this, I'm sure they have many more good ideas than I do, but to be able to have a system where we can just bring our bins back to the CAF, they'll empty them, wash them, and then there'll be just be some place where we can just grab a new bin that's been washed, take it back to our room. So I think the issue, in my opinion, is not necessarily the size, but the accessibility. So,
do you yield the floor to our advisor?
So, yes. So
can you also explain
so what I'm saying?
Standing up? No, yeah, go ahead.
All I'm saying is that I don't think we need to charge him with looking into particular specific things. He will find what's best. I
yield. So another goofy thing that we do is if you have something that you desperately want to say to the person who's speaking, then you rise.
Oh,
And then when and then they get to choose if they want to acknowledge you and let you say something to them, or if they don't want to acknowledge you, and it's perfectly appropriate to do either.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm rising to say that because you feel strongly about some of the amendment but not all of it, it's the perfect opportunity for you to amend the amendment. And then you could say, I'd like to amend the amendment to strike the words whichever piece you don't like, and then see if somebody else will second that part for you.
Thank you.
And the floor is now actually
still
yours.
Still yours, yep.
I move to amend the amendment to strike, oh God.
The word larger.
I move to amend the amendment to strike the word larger.
Is there a second? Senator Rizba? Is there any discussion on the amendment to the amendment? Yes. Senator Fassandola.
For the Chapel View townhouses, they're pretty far from the cap, and as everyone there has a kitchen, it wouldn't be as obvious for us to go there regularly, so the larger bins would benefit people, so they wouldn't have to go and switch their bins out so often. They wouldn't have to make that extra trip. It might encourage more people to compost if they didn't have to go out of their way.
Deal. Senator Clark?
Can I just like ask for a clarification on what exactly the amendment is now? Is it just that we're working on charging housing to look into composting in all the dorms, right?
Around campus.
Around campus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's without...
If you vote to strike the word
larger.
And lar- or
larger
the and larger.
Okay. Thank you.
Chair Robbins?
Since this is like an investigatory charge, I think that probably we could just not put maybe a size requirement in, and then the committee could determine that on their own, with their own expertise and research and whatever they find. And maybe we could just take it under advisement that like it was used a lot before. So with that, I yield.
Senator Arshad?
I would just like to point out, as Senator Adnan said, that the bins would have, like, students would have to take the bins to the CAF to get the composting done and everything. And I think that's not a good idea. If that's the case, I don't think anyone would do that. Anyone would like to take their trash bins to the CAF to get composted and washed and bring it back, especially if they're living in, like, Chapel View or maybe Pittman or something. So I would like to change. I don't know. I forgot.
Okay, so we can't amend an amendment to an amendment. You can only do it twice.
Yeah, okay.
So
but you can wait until the amendment has been
discussed to change
it or not, and then you can make another alternative.
Okay.
Chair Hinnenkamp.
Yeah, I did make that. And I was just going to make more of a point of order. The more you go into amending an amendment, what we're actually talking about now is just the word striking larger is technically the only part of our conversation that we're technically talking about. Just to keep that in mind when we are having this conversation right now, because since we've gotten so specific to amend an amendment, that's just from my perspective. And then from a controller perspective, like I like this idea, but I'm also just... I don't think it really matters either way if the word large is in there. I think it'll get done regardless. So, my two cents. I yield.
Okay, Chair Taven.
I was just going to point out what a previous senator already mentioned, so I don't.
Okay. Senator Antes.
I'd like to clarify that this is an charge, and that none of the ideas stated by previous senators are guaranteed, so... Once again, I'd like to reestablish that he's going to be looking into what can be done, not what everybody's suggesting. I yield.
Senator Clark?
Can I call the question on the voting of the amendment?
Second goes to Barron. Is there any discussion to calling the question? Oh, straight to a vote? Okay, just kidding. No discussion on that. All those in favor to end discussion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? Okay, discussion is called. We're now going to vote on the amendment to the amendment. So we're going to vote yes if we want to strike the word larger from our charge. So those in favor of striking the word larger say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Division has been called. Okay.
So tell them what that means.
Yep. So go ahead. Do you want to explain division?
So division is because obviously we're voting with our voices. There's no actual way to tell exactly what's going on. So if you're unsure of the vote and you want to make sure the vote is counted correctly, just call it division. There's no voting or anything needs to happen. You call it division, and then it'll move to a thing where we actually count the votes.
Yep. So all those in favor, it's the same vote. All those in favor of removing the word larger, please raise your placards now. Keep your placards high. If you're voting aye, please keep them up. Okay, those opposed? Okay. Abstentions? All right, so the ayes have it. The word larger is struck, and now we're at our original amendment. And Senator Arsha has the floor.
See, that's another funny thing, is that if we go into those huge amendments of amendments and things like that, if you get on the speaker's list for before the amendments happen, it's going to come back to you. So that's what just happened there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to talk about the same thing, that like taking the compost bin from your room to the camp, like it's going to be a hassle for everyone. So do I not change that amendment?
No, you can just heal.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I heal.
Co-President Shikowski?
Yeah, and as Jonas just kind of stated, if anyone else didn't hear it, if it gets in that situation, you can just yield right there, and that's totally okay. Acceptable.
Okay. Anyone else? Chair Tatum?
I know one of the concerns you guys brought up was having to bring them back to the CAF and walking, and someone mentioned trying to do an amendment to an amendment to an amendment. But just so we know right now, the wording does not include like having them walk back. So it's just investigatory of like composting, like kind of in general. So there's no specific processes or really anything. So it's just kind of looking into getting compost on campus in general. I yield.
Is there any more discussion to this amendment? Discussion? Discussion? Okay, we'll now vote on the amendment. And it's going to be the amendment is to charge health and housing to look into getting compost bins around campus in general. So those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions?
Abstain.
Okay, the vote passes. All right, now that we've made that amendment, we're going to vote again. It's going to be the same thing. That's the charge that we now have, an amended charge. And we're going to vote to see if... Oh, there's still speakers left. Just kidding. So there's still discussion on this. We're not at the vote yet. So, Senator,
what was it? Well, Hanan made the original charge, so the floor is to yours.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, Senator Arshad. Okay. Now, is there any more discussion on the charge? Discussion? Discussion? Okay, we'll go to a vote now. And it's going to be the same thing that I just said. So those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Okay, the vote passes. Okay, is there any more new business? New business? New business? Okay, we'll now enter announcements. Okay, keep your placards off.
If you want announcements.
Okay, Senator Hoverman, why don't you go ahead? I'm sorry.
Anything that the CAP
exempt from last year. We had a senator ask the health and housing person to do it to pull their nail. So don't feel like just to do that whole thing. And then
administrative director
Navarano. Yeah. I have a couple announcements to make. First, all of you have dog placards. You leave them here. If there is a typo on the placard, like the name or the constituents you represent, just let me know and I'll change that by next Monday. Second, I call for attendance every Monday. If I say your last name wrong, come to me after the meeting. I want to learn how to pronounce your last name. Three, I have the sadness of the, to announce the resignation of one of our senators, Senator Zach Khan from Southwest, which means we'll be going into mid-vacancies.
Yeah.
So to elect another senator from Southwest along with Prairie View and maybe one of campus positions. And another thing is we have a recorder, so it will be very appreciated if you can be louder when you are expressing your concerns, questions, because you post the minutes online and people can listen to them, so it's great to listen to your voices. Last, I will be sending a sign-up sheet for the tabling that starts next Monday, and I hope that each one of you signs up as soon as possible. I don't want to email you to sign up, just do it, and it'll be great. Another thing I'm very impressed by how the first meeting was handled. Like when I was here last year, first day, I was typing, I had no idea what was going on. But I'm very proud of you, and here we go.
Okay, thank you. Look, it's me. Okay, so I have a few announcements. I'll start with the stuff that doesn't really pertain to Senate directly. Nobel Conference is next week. So make sure you are there and supporting the people that are hosting and learning a lot of really cool things about economics. That's always super exciting, something that's really unique to Gustavus. So come to that. Next week we'll be taking our picture, our group picture, after this meeting. So please dress up, business casual is appreciated. We'll be taking our picture out on the stairs in front of the CAF. And you're gonna be signing up for your committees right after the meeting is adjourned. So please stick around. Make sure you sign up for two committees. If you're applying to finance, talk to them, or ethics, talk to Ombudsperson Robbins about that. So make sure you don't leave without doing that. Also, thank you so much for a successful first meeting. I don't know if you realize how stressful it is for us, but it, as much as it might be for you being your first time or not first time here as senators, but thank you. Our meeting was successful, and I thought that you did very well, and it was a good learning experience, and awesome job. And also congrats to our new speaker, Ayo. Okay, Chair Hinnenkamp, Controller Hinnenkamp, sorry.
Okay, more like four or five. Anyway, everyone should go to the Nobel Conference because economics is super interesting, contrary to what you may think, and tell your friends about it because the best way to get people to go to the Nobel Conference is to tell people just to go. So go. Two, on Saturday, the PAs will be hosting SNL, and it's going to be Pokemon Go themed. Yes, there will be lures set up. So if you want to come and catch Pokemon and also play with the new thing that the PAs just got, which is bubble soccer, which is, you know, when you get in the balls, you just run at people and hit people. A weird way that the PAs, you know, are promoting health, but, you know, we like quirky things. Other than that, if you have any questions about the finance committee, don't feel free to email either Tenzin or I, and we will be sending out the email about applying for our committee this evening. It's a really fun committee. We'll be talking about a lot of actually pretty serious stuff this year, including takeaway items and food funding. So if you want to be part of those fun conversations, like economics, because it's fun, you should join the finance committee.
All right, Parliamentarian Sala.
Yeah, so generally, thank you very much for sticking with that. I know amendments on amendments gets kind of confusing, but you all did a good job, and so thanks for that. Second, I just want to share what announcements is for. If you haven't picked it up yet, you can literally announce anything you want. So my announcement is going to be, I'm going to get a cookie after this. I yield the floor.
Are there any more announcements? Announcements? With that, the meeting is adjourned.
Remember, come sign up for your committees.
Alex and Sharon, would you like to
see you
2 hours?
No.
We busted.
Bang got us.
The
busted.